Oregon. The Badgers have a second and six at the Ducks 12-yard line. A big hit, a 43-yard connection. Braden Lochte, Vinny Anthony has the Badgers threatening. Pauling slot right, Nowakowski slot left. Walker, the running back, on second down and six. Lock gets the snap, pop fly right side, and it's incomplete. Boy, a lot of hand fighting going on. Intended for Bryson Green. And the ball beyond the outstretched hands there. Boy, they let those guys play on. That was Jabbar Muhammad, considered by many their best corner.
You're going to call all this other stuff. Ooh. And that wasn't just hand fight. That was grabbing and pulling. And Oregon brought a blitz. They stemmed down, and they had that walked up where I was talking. They mugged guys in that A-gap right by the center. Brought it. Braden did a great job reading it, threw it to that back pylon. And they let Muhammad just
play clock is at five. Got to go here, boys. Two receivers left, one on the right for the 12-yard line of Oregon. Snap to Lock, looking, pop fly, left side, end zone. Anthony, incomplete again. They were tied up, and there's the flag. This time they throw it with 31 seconds left in the first half.
Pass interference, defense number nine. Foul occurred in the end zone. The ball will be placed on the 2-yard line with an automatic first down.
That's Nico Reed. Remember, the Badgers are out of timeouts here. 31 seconds left in the half. First and goal at the 2.
Not going to lie. There was a heck of a lot more contact on the play before.
Yeah,
but we'll take it.
All right, here we go. First and goal at the 2. Double wide to the right. Ashcraft, wing on the right side. Walker, now line up. They'll go inverted wishbone here. Lock under his center, Jake Renfro. Braden takes a snap, little boot to the right, looking, throwing, in zone, dropped by Ashcraft. Oh, right at the goal line. Had it, could not secure it. 27 seconds left in the half. Second and goal at the 2.
Well-designed play, a little fake bootleg out, and he threw it a little bit behind Ashcraft, and he was unable to hold through the contact.
Lock under center again. Three receivers left, one on the right. Lock looking, the screen, caught, touchdown, Wisconsin, as the Badgers take the lead late in the second quarter. Will Pauling to the end zone. Nine-6 Wisconsin with 25 seconds left in the first half. Nathaniel Vakos on for the PAT. As it's the Wisconsin Badgers getting the first touchdown of the night. And they do it in the final half minute of the second quarter. Here's the snap, and the kick from Vakos is good. Fourth scoring drive, 9 plays, 75 yards, took 2 minutes and 40 seconds. 25 seconds left in the half, Wisconsin 10, Oregon 6.
Just love the play idea. You go under center, which you don't do a lot. You got Ashcraft out in a bunch with Nowakowski. Basically a little trips bunch formation to the left side, and you send both down to block immediately. Ball comes out of his hands lightning quick, and that is as easy of a touchdown to Will Pauling. Really smart play design. It's something that you haven't seen Wisconsin do a lot. A, go under center, and you got that trips bunch with two tights. Beautifully designed play and really well executed.
So the Badgers have the lead for the first time tonight.
A little sway up here early, not even jump around sway.
10-6 Wisconsin, as Gavin Lahm set to kick off. Here's the run-up. And the kick is away, and Whittington will let it sail over his head for the touchback, and the Oregon Ducks will begin at their 25. They do have all of their timeouts. Will Stein, their offensive coordinator. We'll see if Dan Lanning turns them loose, or if they just take it into the locker room and get ready for the second half. The Oregon way tends to be aggressive.
I would think they will be aggressive here, and for as much of a struggle as that first quarter was, running the football, it was -3. Wisconsin now 74 rush yards, making it move. Ooh.
They go into the formation as though they'll go ahead and take a knee as Gabriel. He's not going to take a knee. They'll hand it off to Jordan James, left side across the 30-yard line, and he is cut down there as trying to catch Wisconsin napping. And the clock continues to run. 17 seconds left in the half. They get back on the ball. They have timeouts to use. They're not going to use them. Down to 10 seconds left in the half. Second and 5, Oregon from the 30-yard line. Gabriel back to throw. Looking. Steps up. Throws over the middle. Caught by James across the 40 to the 45-yard line. Allegro brings it down. As the clock hits 0, we go to halftime here in Madison. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers, an offense that could not get out of its own way early in the game. The defense did its part, and then the offense did as well. And Luke Fickell's Badgers take a 4-point lead into the locker room. Halftime at Camp Randall. Wisconsin 10, Oregon 6. Coming up, Mike Heller has the halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
By NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badger football is brought to you by Ford. Fearless as a Badger. That's a Ford SUV. Check one out at your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Jones Dairy Farm. Making breakfast better since 1889. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Well, we welcome you into Camp Randall Stadium at the half, our American Family Insurance Halftime Report. I'm Mike Heller. The Badgers lead it at the break over number one ranked and undefeated Oregon by a count of 10-6. Didn't start out that way for Wisconsin. Oregon scored first in this game, and the Badgers offense on their first three possessions had a 9 total plays for -3 yards. One big hit and a number of Oregon mistakes have helped to turn this game around. The throw to Vinny Anthony for 43 yards late in the second quarter helped spur a touchdown drive that also included a defensive pass interference in the end zone. And Wisconsin scores on a 2-yard throw to Will Pauling and leads it 10-6 at the break. Penalties a big story in the game. 6 for 50 yards for Oregon in the first half. Wisconsin 4 for 30. The Badgers weren't innocent of mistakes in the first half either. They had dropped throws. They had penalties at inopportune moments. They had an offsides that cost them also in the first half. And a holding penalty on a long run by Walker that got it down to the 3-yard line, but a holding on Bryson Green brought that back, and Wisconsin ended up kicking a field goal in that drive. First half stats, Braden Locke, 7 of 17 for 64 yards and the touchdown. Dylan Gabriel, 15 of 20 for 152, but he threw an interception. He threw another one to Nizir Forkarine that was dropped. At the half, it is Wisconsin 10-6. We'll check out the scoreboards on our American Family Insurance halftime report. We'll continue checking scores around the country when we come back at Camp Randall. The Badgers 10 and Oregon 6. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey friends, Matt Matt here for Brewpub Lotta Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lotta Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
For over 100 years, Thabit Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Thabit Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Thabit Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit ThabitCat.com or call your local Thabit Cat store for more information. Thabit Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers. Game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin leads number one and undefeated Oregon 10-6 at the half. Our scoreboard update presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partner of UW Athletics. Let's go to the Big Ten, and in the top 25 in the Big Ten, number two Ohio State won at Wrigley Field against Northwestern 31-17. Buckeyes are now 9-1 overall, 6-1 in the league. Number four, Penn State, won on the road to West Lafayette and did what people do to Purdue. They beat them 49-10. Penn State now 9-1, 6-1 in the league. Purdue drops to 0-7 in Big Ten play. The other ranked, top 10 ranked team is Indiana. They're unbeaten, and they are in a bye week this week. A game going on right now. Rutgers leads at Maryland 31-17, about 9-10 to play in the fourth quarter. USC on the home field beat Nebraska 28-20. The Badgers travel to Lincoln to take on the Cornhuskers next Saturday at 2:30. Illinois beat Michigan State 38-16. And also last night it was Washington knocking off UCLA. The Huskies are Oregon's next opponent, but that's in 2 weeks from now. Top 25 play right now. Boise State, number 13 in the country, is tied with San Jose State, 6:43 to play in the third. Arizona State putting one on Kansas State in Manhattan, 24-0 over 16th-ranked Kansas State with 8:23 to play in the third. Maybe an elimination game in the SEC as far as the college football playoff is concerned, and I say maybe. Right now, Georgia, number 12 in the country, leads Tennessee 14-10 late in the second quarter. We'll come back. Billy Schmidt will join me. We'll take a look at this first half. A surprising first half at Camp Randall. Wisconsin leads it 10-6. Our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance continues in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
We continue at Camp Randall Stadium at the half. I'm Mike Heller. Billy Schmidt, host of the postgame show, along with Lance Allen, joins me. It's 10-6, Wisconsin at the break. Let me repeat, it's 10-6, Wisconsin at the break. The thing that surprises me there is that Oregon, well, a lot of it, but Oregon averages better than 35 points per game, and they have six in the first half.
Yeah, and how you limit a high-powered offense to one of their lowest, if not right now, their lowest point total of the season is you got to play good red zone defense. And luckily, that's what the Badgers were able to do. A tip ball up in the air, an interception, you force field goals, you're going to keep yourself in the game. And now you're allowing yourself to be one more Dylan Gabriel mistake away, who, Mike, he's fantastic. He's one of the best players at that position in college football. But he can be mistake prone, and it for the first 30 minutes doesn't seem like he's got his best here tonight.
He completes about 75% of his throws, the highest completion percentage in college football this year. But he threw the pick when they had first and goal at the 9, and that's on him. It was a throw behind the receiver, off the receiver's hand, and intercepted. He threw another interception that Nizir Forkereen dropped. He's not been sharp, to your point.
No, and I mean, he even one more, he misses a deep out route that would have been a first down. I don't watch every single second of Oregon football, but I haven't seen him miss it a whole lot this year. We talk about this a lot. When you're needing something on that sideline, the opposing sideline, to keep you in the ball game, they've done that through the first 30 minutes, and now you're guaranteed to be in a one-score game in the second half with the number one team in the country, whatever happens here to start the
And meanwhile, Wisconsin, who started so poorly in this game on offense, first 9 plays, minus 3 yards. Now, Tywee Walker has 63 yards on the ground. And one big hit from Braden Locke that to Vinny Anthony helped set up the touchdown. That was a big throw. Big-time adjustment by Anthony to make a 43-yard completion.
It's fantastic. Braden Locke's best throw is anything 40 yards downfield,
yes,
it appears.
Yes. But
there's also, Mike, a response factor to it. That's right after an offensive holding call that I know Tausch isn't going to like it. I think they could have called either tackle,
sure,
on the hold.
Yeah.
They ended up going with Jack Nelson. Next play, it's the 43-yard bomb. Immediately get this crowd into it. They've been wanting to get fired up. They gave themselves an exact reason to be right there. But I also think, Mike, keeping Braden Locke out of the third and nine, third and ten, that was the problem on those first three drives.
Yeah, last couple of thoughts. And the other thing, and Dan Lanning is probably having some conversation at the half, it was a defensive pass interference that set up the touchdown, and it's a dumb hold in the end zone. The ball's going out of the back of the end zone. Just a panic play by the defensive back.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Oregon sideline has a lot of reason to be frustrated. They're a very, very good football team. They've been playing their best ball. I think one thing that we've kind of talked about in the week leading up, that 8 games in 8 weeks looking towards a bye, they were a little bit slow in that first half. See if they can pick it back up here, but see if the Badgers force the issue right away.
Oregon's been complicit. Last quick one. Wisconsin's not been a good second-half team this year. Can they be that tonight?
I'm just hoping their worst quarter, which has been the fourth quarter of a lot of these games, was the first quarter, and we're in for something special here in the second half.
A little reverse. I see it coming. All right, Wisconsin leads at the break. It is Wisconsin 10 and Oregon 6. Bill Schmidt on the postgame show with Lance Allen after we're all said and done. Badger football from Learfield continues.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring registered nurses with a starting pay of $41 per hour to provide essential health care to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
From Dane to Bull.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke, an asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Of your local grocery store.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Kloss, ag equipment made for more. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Wisconsin 10, Oregon 6 at the half. Let's check out some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Operating Engineers, build your career. Join 139.com. The Badgers with 138 total yards of offense. They were stuck in the red there for a while, but then got some things going offensively. 209 for the Ducks. Dylan Gabriel, 15 to 20 through the air, 152 yards, one interception. Braden Locke, 7 of 17, 64 yards and a touchdown. Tawee Walker, 12 carries for 63 yards. Jordan James, 11 for 50 for Oregon. With no Tez Johnson this week, Justice Lowe was hurt early. Evan Stewart has been the go-to receiver for Gabriel. 8 catches for 72 yards. Vinny Anthony, 2 catches for 40, a negative yardage play. And then a 43-yard connection that set up the touchdown pass from Locke to Will Pauling, a 2-yard connection. A couple minutes ago, Patrick Herb caught up with Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Coach, what has your defense done so well to keep you in this game at the half?
They've eliminated big plays, created a turnover, and really just made some plays, too.
Resilient of your offense after that first quarter to respond like they have, especially in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, big plays are big. You know, we started to be able to run the football to get us out of those longer yardage situations. We got to really establish some things in the second half. We got to play a lot better.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck. Second half.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, that was the key thing, Tosh. You talked about it. Badgers were able to get some things going on the ground, getting Tawee Walker involved. Been a beautiful throw and catch, the big play from Locke to Vinny Anthony.
And that's how this was going to be all game. So I think you heard what I love about what Patrick was just talking with Luke about is that, you know, you didn't even play your best half, and you're ahead by 4 points against the number one team in the country. So I think this defense has been really good. They're keeping things in front. They're getting pressure on Gabriel. They're not letting him get comfortable. If I'm Oregon, I am trying to pound the football and seeing if Wisconsin can hold up. And if I'm Wisconsin, you keep making sure you're relentless in your pursuit of Gabriel. And I think you're going to get some more opportunities to create some turnovers in this second half.
All right, Gavin Lahm set to kick off for Wisconsin. Evan Whittington, and Jaden Lamar are deep for the Ducks. Oregon will go north to south, left to right as we view it in quarter number 3. Wisconsin 10, Oregon 6 as we get set for the second half. First time in 14 years, the number one team has come to Camp Randall, and the Badgers up 4. Second half underway. Whittington will let it hit into the end zone for the touchback, and with that, let's check in again with Patrick Herb.
Wisconsin was excited when they hit the locker room, but there was a different message in there. There was a message about playing the entire game. They have a memory of their losses this year that many of them may have been right there at halftime, but have not been able to string together that four-quarter game. To wit, Wisconsin has been outscored 98-17 in the second half of their 4 losses. Let's see if they've learned anything and if they can improve on that stat.
Well, as explosive as Oregon has been offensively this season, the third quarter has been a bit of a mystery and the least productive quarter. See if the Badgers can keep it that way. For the Ducks, 25-yard line, first and 10. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Now Jordan James breaks the most to the right. Quick shot right side. James will catch. 25 outside the numbers, 30, and scoots out of bounds near the 35-yard line. Hunter Waller over there. They'll mark it right at the 35, and that'll be a first down for Oregon at a gain of 10.
Yeah, he is somebody that I'm assuming the Ducks are going to continue to try to get the football. You just see his burst when they get him that football.
Trips to the left from the Ducks 35-yard line. First down, Gabriel, receiver screen, out to Holden, left side, 35-yard line, and he gets popped by Hunter Waller at the 39. Gain of 4, second down and 6. Trayshawn Holden there with the catch.
Yeah, and I think what you're seeing, at least these first two plays, get the ball out of the hands, let your playmakers, and continue to see if Wisconsin is going to be able to tackle in space. First time, not so much. This time, was able to limit him to 4.
Opening minute, third quarter, 10-6. Wisconsin leads Oregon. 2 receivers left, 1 on the right. Gary Bryant, slot left, breaks in motion to the right. Gabriel, back to throw, looking, floats off to his left, chased by Cheney, and Gabriel will throw it away. Intended for Jordan James along the far sideline at midfield. Christian Allegro back there in coverage, and it's 3rd and 6 now for Oregon. In the first half, the Ducks were 3 out of 7. On third down, they came in 50% for the year. 3rd and 6 from the Oregon 39.
And that was for good pressure brought by Wisconsin. Cheney coming late, forcing that throw out of bounds.
3 receivers right, 2 receivers left. Trayshawn Holden motions right to left. Gabriel to throw, pockets tight. Gabriel winds it up, throws it deep left side, incomplete. Terrence Ferguson went down. Stumbled down, and he gets up limping a little bit. As Gabriel taking a shot, Ferguson jogs off as Oregon forced a punt from its own 39-yard line.
And you never want to see a guy get injured. It looked like the turf monster kind of grabbed his cleat because he had actually gotten behind Wisconsin's secondary. Gabriel bought himself a little time. Fortunately, that ball fell short.
Ross James on the punt. Hunter Wohler deep near the 15 of Wisconsin. Here's the snap. Badgers get pressure. The kick is away. And Hunter Wohler will let it hit inside the 10, inside the 5. It'll dribble into the end zone for the touchback. That's heads up from Hunter Wohler, because you're thinking maybe fair catch. Then you're thinking he's going to field it. Great decoy. And it dribbles into the end zone for the touchback.
Yeah, he had me fooled. It looked like it was going to be just a normal catch, and he really sold that well. And all it takes, if you can get that gunner to kind of slow down one half step, ball takes that big ricochet and bounce, and now you're starting at the 20 rather than it being in at that 10-yard line.
Badgers going south to north, right to left as we see it in the third quarter. A minute six gone by here in quarter number three. 10-6, Wisconsin leads Oregon. Will Pauling slot left. He'll motion to the right. Locke takes the snap. He'll drop it off to Ashcraft, 25-30 along the numbers, and he'll take it up to the 33-yard line and a first down for Wisconsin on a gain of 13.
Nice hard sell on a little zone play to the left, and you just leak Tucker Ashcraft back off of the right side of the O-line, and that is as easy of a pitch and catch and a first down to get this half off to a good start.
On the 33 of the Badgers, first and 10, three receivers left. You got Anthony Pauling and Ashcraft. C.J. Williams out to the right. Ashcraft motions to the formation. Hand off Walker, and he gets hit. Now breaks to his right, across the 35, across the 40, and fights his way to the 42-yard line. Boy, a collision with Jamari Caldwell right at the point of attack. And Tawee just said, I'll go the other way. And he got 9 yards, second and one.
Caldwell did a great job of shedding his block, and he's there for the tackle. And it looks like 1 yard gain. Walker had other ideas. It was a bowling ball situation. Boop, and a little ricochet, and he went and grabbed 9 yards.
Darion Dupree, receivers lined up to the left. C.J. Williams to the right. Second and one for the Badgers, their own 42. And now Dupree will motion into the backfield. Play clock is down to 6. Locke will give it to Dupree. Gets the first down as he has rolled to the turf by Tuioti at the 45-yard line. Gain of 3 for Darion Dupree. Tatum Tuioti on the tackle. First and 10 for the Badgers. 2.5 minutes gone by. Third quarter, Wisconsin 10, Oregon 6.
Really good. Just a read. That's a case where it's an inside zone. And young players, I think a lot of times, they see a little bit of color, and they're going to try and bounce it. He just put his nose down, understood what he needed to go. Head down, picked up that first down.
Vinny Anthony wide right. Will Pauling slot to the right. Dupree the running back. Pauling jogs in motion to the left. Block, reads, keeps, throws. Caught by Anthony. Right side across midfield. He'll twist his way to the 48 of Oregon. Jabbar Mohammed on the stop. Gain of 7. Second down for the Badgers.
And this is why it's so important to run the football and be effective, because now Oregon is just bringing bodies down. They're taking the fake, and you're getting one-on-one coverage, easy reads, easy throws, and you're able to stay ahead of the sticks.
Pauling and Ashcraft to the right, Anthony to the left, Walker the running back. For the 48-yard line of Oregon, second and 3 for Wisconsin. Locke looks over the Oregon defense, takes the snap, he'll feed Walker, has room up the middle, and he will twist his way to the 45-yard line of the Ducks, and that's right at the stick. And that'll be another first down for Wisconsin. 11-14 and counting, left in the third quarter. 10-6, Wisconsin leads Oregon.
And you're starting to see that line of scrimmage where in the first quarter it was all Ducks. Now you're starting to see some good push, especially on the inside part of this Wisconsin O-line.
Pauling and Anthony come out to the right for the 45-yard line, Oregon territory. First and 10, Wisconsin. Walker to the right of the quarterback. Locke gets the snap. He'll give it to Walker. Room up the middle to the 40-yard line. Tawee Walker lowers the pads, bangs his way to the 35 of Oregon. 10 more yards. First down, Wisconsin. Make it 11. They'll place at the 34 of Oregon.
Hard zone play to the left, and Tawee Walker did a great job of selling that. Mallman and Huber on the backside with a combination block, rolling it. And Walker, he forces it, makes those linebackers read, foot in the ground, nice first down pickup.
Darion Dupree in there now. He is lined up wide to the right. Four receivers that side of the formation right now. Receiver wide left. And now Dupree jogs in motion into the backfield from the 34-yard line, Oregon territory. Play clock is at 5. Block calls for the ball, gets the snap. He'll give it to Dupree, hits the right side, and he is dragged down right away by Tatum Tuioti at the 32-yard line of Oregon. Gain of 2, second down and 8 for the Badgers.
Again, the tempo, you're starting to see that line of scrimmage. You're having bunch formations. You're putting Oregon's defense in a lot of tough spots there, and that didn't seem like a ton. You pick up 2-3 yards. But you just keep pounding that football, and now the keep plays and all the other stuff is in play for this offense.
Just now winding the play clock, 9:54 left third quarter, 10-6 Wisconsin, second and 8 for the Badgers at the Ducks' 32-yard line. Two receivers right, one on the left. Dupree is the running back. Block. Gives it to Dupree inside the 30. Darion Dupree down near the 25-yard line. Good hard run again from the true freshman, Devin Jackson, on the tackle for the Ducks. They'll place the 26. Third and 2. Badgers back on the ball. Third and 2 from the Oregon 26-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. Lock takes. Hand off to Dupree and fighting for the first down, but it stopped short of it. Jeffrey Bassa gets there at the 25-yard line. Fourth and 1, Wisconsin at the Ducks 25. Badgers make the personnel changes. Offense stays on the field. Here we go. Wisconsin this year is 10 of 15 on fourth down. 10-6 Wisconsin, 8:55 left third quarter, fourth and 1 for the Oregon 25-yard line. Lock takes a snap. He'll give it to Walker. Bangs his way for the first down to the 22-yard line of Oregon. Little attitude play right there. Said you need a yard, go get it, boys, and they just did.
Yeah, Huber, the right guard, did a great job moving his guy right at the point of attack. Got it just enough for Walker, but I love that. That was a third down. We knew we were going for it. It was quick, decisive. Get your unit out on the field, hammer it down, put it on your O-line, and you go and you pick up that first down.
Well, the Oregon 22, first and 10, Wisconsin. Ashcraft slot to the left. Walker, the running back, to the left of Braden Locke. Ashcraft in motion to the right. Shotgun snap, Locke, hands off Walker. A seam off the right side, inside the 20, and almost slips through. Brought down by Betcher at the 17-yard line. Gain of 5. Badgers back into the Case IH red zone. Visit caseih.com/badgers.
Oh, nice job by the entire group, but both tight ends, Nowakowski and Ashcraft, both did a fantastic job of working a combo with themselves to seal that, and then you actually end up running off of Malman in between the two tight ends, and there was a gaping hole that Walker was able to go grab 5 from.
About halfway through the third quarter, 10-6 Wisconsin. Badgers subbing, Oregon now subbing. Play clock down to 8. Second and 5 from the Oregon 17-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. Dupree, the running back. Got to go. Play clock at 1. Here's the snap. Hand off Dupree. Room off the left edge to the 15. Dupree down to the 10-yard line. Covered up by Uiagalelei. They'll mark it right at the 10. First down, goal to go, Wisconsin.
Oh, Jack Nelson does a good job of sealing his guy at Dupree with a little shimmy shake, hammering it, getting that first down.
Dupree still in there. First and goal at the 10. Two receivers left, one on the right. Snap the lock. Hand off Darion Dupree over the left side of the line, trying to move the pile, and does, down to the 7-yard line. Amori Washington, a defensive tackle, getting in there for the Ducks. Second and goal from the 7.
This has been everything that Luke Fickell was going to ask about. You want to lean on your O-line? This has been a lean on your O-line drive. And what I'm seeing up here, I'm sure Phil Longo is seeing, Oregon is not even thinking about the bootleg, anything with the quarterback. They are crashing everybody to try to slow this run game down. All kinds of space off of the edge.
Rice and Green wide right. Will Pauling slot right. Motions left. Walker the running back. Snap the lock. He'll give it to Walker off the left side. Lowers the pads, trying to twist away from trapping, but is stood up, driven back, shy of the 5. They'll mark it the 6. It's now third and goal for Wisconsin.
A lot of bodies, a lot of now they're slanting guys. They're trying to outside zone play, and give their corner credit. He put his head in there, was willing to fit down and try to get Walker down again. Tawi is not going down with one contact. It's taking a group of Ducks, a flock, if you will, to get Walker to the ground.
18 carries, 95 yards for Walker. Play clock at 15, game clock 5:45 left third quarter, 10-6 Wisconsin. Third and goal for the Badgers at the 6. Three receivers right, Vinny Anthony to the left, Walker to the left of Braden Locke. on third down, snap the lock, looking, sets, pressured. He'll pull it down. He'll try to run it inside the five. Now throws in zone, caught, Vinny Anthony. But he was beyond, or touchdown Wisconsin. There is a penalty marker on the play. Let's check it out. They're pointing at Oregon here. Let's see.
Everybody's pointing. He ended up throwing that ball left-handed.
The way you were waving at me, I thought he was beyond the line of scrimmage. Let's see. Here's
an eligible man downfield. Offense, number 60. Five-yard penalty from the previous spot. Third down.
5:25 left in the third quarter.
God, that's unfortunate, obviously. What a play by Locke to get out of the pocket. And then, would you say that's a Patrick Mahomes move when you're running
very much
to your
so.
Left? And he has the wherewithal to throw that thing left-handed for the touchdown. Yeah. But Lyman was downfield. Looks like Brunner was down there. Huber was down there. There's, much as I hate to say it, there were a few down
there. Here we go. Third and goal at the 11. 5:25 left third quarter. 10-6 Wisconsin. Three receivers left, two on the right. Walker motions into the backfield. Two receivers either side. Walker to the right of Locke, who takes the snap. Looking, pressure, flush left, and he is sacked. At the 18-yard line, that was Mateo Uiagalelei getting to the quarterback, and the Badgers will send on the field goal team.
It just came screaming off of the edge, off of the right tackle, Riley Malman, and Riley's had some issues tonight with some speed off the edge. He was able to get his hands down and then finish down. Luckily, Braden was able to hold on to that football and allowed you to go for a field goal here.
A 35-yard field goal try for Nathaniel Vakos, left hash mark. Going to make this a 7-point lead. Here's the snap. Placement made. The kick is away for Vakos, and it is good. So the Badgers get points. Thought they were going to get 7, but they'll take the 3 as we have a timeout at Camp Randall. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 4:43 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 13, Oregon 6. This is Badger football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Power to amplify your willpower and capability to kickstart your courage. There's standard and built Ford Tough Ford trucks. And adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. That Ford scoring drive for the Badgers, 16 plays, 62 yards. 8 minutes, 53 seconds, and did have a touchdown, called back an eligible man downfield. But Nathaniel Vakos pops through a 35-yard field goal. 13-6, Wisconsin leads Oregon with 4:43 left in the third quarter.
What a drive, and obviously we'd have loved to have seen a touchdown. We saw it. It was, you know, called back from a penalty, but 16 plays, and the vast majority of that was on the ground, and just leaning on your guys up front, and they were able to respond in a big way.
Gavin Lahm will kick off. Evan Whittington. Jaden Lamar deep for the Ducks. Lahm on the kick, and this is returnable if Whittington wants it. He'll catch right side at the 3, is to the 5. Middle of the field, 10, 15-yard line, and brought down shy of the 20. That worked out well. Sebastian Cheeks busting down there in coverage, and two Badgers are slow to get up. Cade Iacomelli and Quincy Burrow. Yep, Cade Iacomelli and Quincy Burrows, and they're both up now. As we'll go ahead and take another break. We have 4 minutes, 38 seconds left of the third quarter. Wisconsin 13, Oregon 6. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Save big money and add a stylish look to your bathroom at Menards. Max has a great selection of showers, tubs, and surrounds. Max's freestanding bathtubs combine luxury and practicality. They have a sleek design and installation is simple. Right now, Max freestanding tubs are on sale through November 16th. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org, liunawisconsin.org.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose Chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose Chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Cade Iacomelli and R.J. Delancey were the two injured Badgers as the Mueller Sports Medicine injury tent being occupied here. Those two guys, they have dueling fives. We first mentioned Quincy Burrows, but that was R.J. Delancey, the defensive back. The injured Badger. We have 4:38 left of the third quarter. It's 13-6. Wisconsin leads Oregon. The Ducks will start at their 19-yard line.
And you're seeing that complimentary football really play out. Now the special team says, I want to get in on this action. Go down, you kick the field goal, and then you pin Oregon down inside the 20 to get this started. Now it's the defense's turn to validate.
All right, double wide to the left. Evan Stewart, the go-to receiver for Dylan Gabriel tonight. Trayshawn Holden motions to the formation. Gabriel with a quick throw to Holden across the 20-yard line, and he is whipped out of bounds by Christian Allegro. Wisconsin bench area at about the 24-yard line of the near side. Gain of 4, second and 6. Gain of 5.
Just a little quick whip, and he flips it out to him. Again, there, Oregon is really trying to get things out in space, out on the perimeter. And they're going to keep testing Wisconsin's tackling in space.
Holden to the left, Stewart to the right. Pistol formation from the Oregon 24-yard line. Second down and 5. Gabriel takes the snap. He'll give it to Jordan James off the left side across the 25. James blasting across the 30 and up to the 32-yard line. Christian Allegro there to finish up the play. First down, Oregon, with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. 13-6, Wisconsin leads Oregon.
Zone play. Oregon did a really good job up on the perimeter. Their tight end did a nice job of just getting a little bit of push and giving a big seal there for James to finish that run.
Go back to the pistol, double wide to the right for the Oregon 32-yard line. Gabriel takes a little play fake, back to throw, under some pressure, steps up, throwing, woo! Incomplete. Dangerous pass intended for Jordan James. Austin Brown busting over there in coverage. Second and 10 for the Ducks at their 32-yard line.
I think it was Elijah Hills got some pressure, and that's what I've really liked about tonight from what Wisconsin is doing. They've brought pressure, but when they're rushing three and four, they're making Gabriel really uncomfortable, and he's sailing some throws. He's given up one pick already, and he's setting some things up for more opportunities for this defense.
Trips to the right, pistol formation, second and 10. Gabriel takes. Play fake, rolling left, rolling, rolling. He'll keep it, 35-yard line, gets to the chalk, forced that way by John Pius, and a little exchange there. Got to be smart here.
Be careful over there, yeah.
They let that one slide. He was getting involved with Jurion Dickey over there, one of the receivers. Third down and 7 for the Ducks at their 35-yard line. Oregon 3 of 8 on third down tonight. 3:18 and counting, left third quarter. Wisconsin 13, Oregon 6. Slot left, slot right. James the running back to the left of Dylan Gabriel. Now James will bust in motion to the right. Back to throw Gabriel. Left side pass. Caught by Ferguson. Gets the first down across the 45-yard line. And plows his way to the 47. Wrapped up by Austin Brown. A big third down conversion there for Oregon.
Yeah, nice job. Oregon was able to pick the blitz up. And he got the ball out. Hunter Wooler over there just unable to swipe at his feet to get him short of that first down. He was able to pick it up.
First and 10, Oregon, for the Ducks' 47-yard line. 2:40 left third quarter. 7-point lead, Wisconsin. Gary Bryant slot to the right. Gabriel will hand off to James. Hole up the middle of the 50. 45-yard line, and Allegro grabs him by the ankles for the tackle at the 42 of Wisconsin. Gain of 11, and here comes Oregon on the move.
Man, every time he is getting a full head of speed rolling, and he is a dynamite running back. You just want to have some kind of congestion up at that line of scrimmage. The last couple of runs, it's been free flow, and he's been able to get that head of speed going.
James wide left at the moment, two receivers that way, three on the right for the Wisconsin 42-yard line, and now James will motion into the backfield on first and 10 for Dylan Gabriel in this Oregon offense. Gabriel will hand it to James off the left side, bumps through traffic inside the 40, down to the 37-yard line of Wisconsin. Gain of 5. Ben Barton down there for Wisconsin. John Pius, Kurt Neal as well.
And that was more what I'm talking. You didn't get the full head. He had to at least slow down. He had to stop, stammer his feet a little bit, and he still was able to pick up a quick 5.
Second and 5 from the Wisconsin 37-yard line. Three receivers right. Evan Whittington motions into the backfield. Trayshawn Holden wide left. Gabriel, and he is hit behind the line of scrimmage. Got by one. Allegro takes him down at the line of scrimmage. Boy, Leon Lowry just shooting into the backfield, slowing down Gabriel. And now it's third down as the Ducks need 5 to advance. Ball at the 37 of Wisconsin.
Lowry just not biting at all. He sees that the right tackle is pulling. He follows right behind him and is able to at least slow down Gabriel and let Allegro and the rest of the crew get him to the turf.
55 seconds, clock running. Left third quarter, 13-6 Wisconsin, third and 5 Oregon at the Badgers' 37-yard line. Two receivers right, one on the left. Evan Whittington is the running back. Gabriel back to throw, looking, pressured, pockets tight. Gabriel goes down at the 40-yard line. Pius was waiting for him, but the Badgers collapsed the pocket. And it's 4th and 8, Oregon, with 30 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. Oregon could let the third quarter expire here. Lanning considering the options. Offense still on the field. Down to 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Oregon subs. Badgers do likewise. Down to 10 seconds left in the third quarter. 4th and 9, Oregon at the 41 of Wisconsin. Let's see if they play it out.
Don't jump.
Trying to draw them off, yep. And the third quarter will come to an end. And the Badgers will take a 7-point lead into the final 15 minutes at Camp Randall Stadium. Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 15 minutes remaining. Wisconsin 13, Oregon 6. The fourth quarter is next. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Quick scoreboard update for you. Wisconsin leads 13-6 going to the fourth quarter. Ohio State 1, Penn State 1. You know what's happening right now.
Let's do it. From Camp Randall Stadium, time to jump around. Sidelines jumping, Camp Randall jumping, 15 minutes remaining. Badgers lead 13-6. Oregon with the wind at its back, going for it. Fourth and 9 at the 41 of Wisconsin. Three receivers right, one on the left. Jordan James is the running back. As Dylan Gabriel gets him lined up. Play clock is at 10. 13-6, Wisconsin leads Oregon. First play of the fourth quarter about to happen. Snap to Gabriel. Looking, pressured, flush left, throws on the run, and it is caught by Ferguson. Inside the 30, down to the 26-yard line. Clutch throw and catch. First down, Oregon.
That good pressure by Wisconsin. Elijah Hills threw his arm up in the air. They ain't going to call it. Big-time throw on the run by Gabriel to pick up that first down.
Opening minute, fourth quarter. First and 10, Oregon at the Wisconsin 26-yard line. Two receivers right, one on the left. Gabriel takes the snap, takes the handoff, throwing, caught by Stewart inside the 20 to the 15-yard line. Taken down by Hunter Waller at the 14. 12 more yards. First down, Oregon. Oh, the Ducks convert a fourth and 9. Get another first down, and now they're getting closer to the doorstep.
A lot of space there on that slant route. Beat Ricardo Holman across his face and is able to pick up the first down.
From the Wisconsin 14-yard line. Holden wide left, Stewart wide right. Jordan James lines up behind Gabriel in the pistol. Sadiq, wing on the left side. Here's the handoff to James over the left side. Tripped up by Hunter Waller. What a stop by Waller at the 11-yard line of Wisconsin. Gain of 3, second and 7.
That's his ninth tackle. We've been calling Allegro's name a bunch tonight, but that was a nice run there by Jay. He was able to kind of read, and he jumped, and Hunter came in and wiped his feet and able to limit it to a three-yard pickup.
Second down and 7, Oregon at the Wisconsin 11-yard line. Minute and a half gone by fourth quarter, 13-6, Wisconsin leading Oregon. Gary Bryant slot to the left. Stewart wide left. Gabriel takes. Hands off to James. Breaks out to the right side inside the 10. James to the 5. James to the end zone. Touchdown, Oregon. Jordan James pulls the Ducks to within 1. Early in the fourth quarter. Extra point coming up.
That just shows his athleticism and his vision to kind of let that thing develop. That was a play where he's actually going over to his left. He bounces it back around. He waits for his tight end to kind of lead that block out. And as he does, he's able to get through and get into the end zone.
Always scatter their formation on PATs. And that's where they are right now. They've got Herbert, the tight end, lined up as though he would take a direct snap. They take a look, and now they'll line up for the extra point. Atticus Sappington will try to tie this game. A minute 46 gone by fourth quarter.